Hello.
Hello, my name is Laura. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. I'm looking for Faye.
This is Faye.
Hi. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
can I ask you something?
Yes,
what party are you with?
Oh, we're unable to share that information. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
I always vote.
Okay. And thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices, like county board of supervisors, do you always vote most of the time?
Yeah.
Sometimes?
I
always
vote. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
You know, I haven't seen anything wrong.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's not, I only know what affects me. And I know you know, we have an increased population, so there's a bunch of stuff that comes with that, but that doesn't have anything to do with anybody except, you know, people moving around.
Mm-hmm. I understand. And now I am going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like to grade your feeling towards each one of them as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you may let me know. Kim Salas?
No, I'm not familiar with him.
Leticia Perez?
I'm not familiar with him.
Gavin Newsom?
Okay, I'm familiar with him.
Okay, and how would you say you feel towards this person? Very unfavorable, very favorable, somewhat favorable?
You know, I don't really know that much about him, and basically I'm a party line voter. So if he's
okay.
A Democrat, I vote for him. And if he's not, I don't.
Okay. Or we can leave it neutral.
Okay.
What about Donald Trump?
I think he's the saddest thing in the world. He's so absurd. I think he's just been a terrible. I think he's a terrible man, period.
Okay. And what about Kamala Harris?
I like her a lot.
Okay. Thank you for your answers. And would you say Leticia Perez is going to do an excellent job, good, just fair, as a county supervisor?
I remember the name. Does she list as a Democrat or a Republican?
To be honest, the survey doesn't really give us that information.
Then I can't tell you anything more because I remember the name. And it does sound like somebody I would vote for, probably, but I really don't know. If they put a Republican ticket beside her, I will not vote for her, period.
Okay,
but,
I understand. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Kamala Harris?
I think Donald Trump is the worst person in the world. I think he's the devil incarnate. I think he's done terrible things. I'm a former teacher. I taught for 40 years. And I just, everything I taught my kids as far as being caring, and he doesn't stand for anything or anybody except himself. So I would never, ever vote for him.
Okay. And if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates in your district were Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote, Kim Salas or Leticia?
Again, I would have to see what party they're affiliated with.
Okay. All right. And an additional question. If the election were held today and you had to decide right now, which candidate will you lean? Kim Salas or Leticia?
I would not just vote for anybody. I would not vote for anybody unless I'd seen their, you know, that booklet they sent out that gives their a little paragraph or whatever about their feelings.
Okay.
I read all that.
All right. I'm going to mention some statements, and I want you to tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for a county supervisor. Jobs and the economy. Climate change. Crime. Roads and traffic. Housing costs. County taxes. Homelessness.
And you want me only to name one thing?
Yes. Just which one would be the most important of those?
I think crime probably would be the most influential, but I also don't think people should have to be homeless. So.
Okay. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Kim Salas. For each, please tell me whether this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas for a county supervisor. Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs.
Sounds good to me.
Would you say very convincing?
Yes.
Okay. Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts.
Sounds good.
Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe.
I think that's the starting point.
Okay, so a little convincing?
Yeah, I wouldn't give it I wouldn't say all convincing because I think it takes more than that, you know. But that's definitely part of it.
Okay. Streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, streetlights work, and that trash and graffiti are cleaned up.
Now, what is she now? What position does she hold now?
That I don't have access to see.
You don't? Okay.
No.
I think there's been a lot done this year for the roads because they were in really bad shape. So whoever's doing it is making intent, you know, to fix them. And that's very important. Now, whether she would do it or not, I don't know, but whoever's working there now this year has definitely done it.
Okay, so would you say somewhat convincing or a little convincing? Or not convincing at all?
I would just say a little because I don't know her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for far too long and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and park and recreation.
There again, I think some of those things have been addressed this year that have been left to go by the wayside for several years. So I think, you know, I want to see that happen. So somewhat convincing, I don't know.
Okay. All right. And after hearing more information, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote? Kim Salas or Leticia? Or still undecided?
Is Kim Salas a female or a male?
It seems to be a female because it says she.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay. I don't know. I don't know enough about the other one. But I like her. I mean, I like what she's thinking about.
Okay. Now I am going to read you a series of statements about Leticia. For each one, please tell me whether that statement is accurate, raises very serious doubts. Serious doubt, minor doubt, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia.
Okay, say those things again. Those three things.
If they are accurate, if what I say raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a third-party $1,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense.
What did she do?
It says that she pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor, and that she paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense.
That would affect my opinion.
Okay. As a county supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen in Kern County as the highest homicide rate in all of California.
And who was that?
Is Leticia Perez.
He's the one?
Yes.
Gee, that doesn't sound very promising.
Okay. Perez does not show up for work. In her last two terms, she missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings.
You know what? Okay, so obviously these questions favor the other candidate. I mean, Leticia Perez would not be putting this out on herself. So I don't know enough about the other candidate. And I don't know enough about her either. So I don't really feel that I can make a judgment without reading, you know, more about her.
Okay. That's why the question says if accurate, in the event these were true. Okay, so moving on, finally, we're almost done. I do appreciate you staying with me. I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes and generally speaking. Do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Definitely a Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
Very strong.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative?
I would say I'm between liberal and moderate. I'm definitely not conservative.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
My master's degree.
Okay, in what year were you born?
1943.
Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
We're all Italian. Well, not all. My cousins are half Mexican. My mom's sisters. Some of them married Mexican, some of them married Italian. My cousins are half and half.
All right. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial or another race that I didn't mention?
I would say multiracial.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Faye, F-A-Y.
All right. I greatly appreciate your time and staying with me through the questions, and this would complete everything.
Okay, and I appreciate your time for doing this.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and you have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.